than just car insurance.
Monday, March the 7th, 2011. How many people remember Ford Frick?
Ford Frick?
Ford Frick.
Can you say that on radio?
Ford Frick. Who is Ford Frick? 800-510-8255. Let's get people's minds going immediately, if not sooner. 7 past the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who was Ford Frick? 800-510.
Sounds like something I should know.
8255. Yes, it probably is something you should be ashamed of yourself for not knowing who Ford Frick is. People will insinuate, they will implicate, they will not exonerate you, Rich, for not knowing who Ford Frick is.
I know this.
Student of American history ought to know who Ford Frick is. A great American.
Rings a bell.
In fact, Ford Frick. 800-510-8255. All right, so we'll leave the work of finding out who Ford Frick is to those who are Ford Frick fans.
Uh-oh.
Which there are legions, right?
No. I think we ought to come up with, we ought to have a lot of alliterative comments at 800-510-8255. Ford Frick fans first, fast and factual, with the foundation of his first foray into foolishness. How's that? Is it?
Fantastic.
You know it is. F words.
That's it. Lots of, see, that's it. The F word
you
is not always.
You know more F words than anybody I ever met.
Yeah, a lot of F words. 800-510-8255. See, right out of the gate, we got to get people's minds working this morning. It's Monday, Monopoly Day. This date, 1933, Charles Darrow created Monopoly. Called the Landlord's Game originally. That was the real Monopoly games. You know that?
No, it was called the Landlord's Game.
Landlord's Game.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Not as catchy.
No, it isn't. A lot of people claimed who have been sort of excoriated over the years said that they invented Monopoly. Do you invent it? You didn't discover it. I suppose invention is the right word.
Create it.
Create it. I like that better. Yeah, create is invention. Implies that it's something significant to history. Although, I guess inventing Monopoly is, that would be,
my
right?
Parents would never want to play that game with me.
No.
I was a nut.
Why?
Well, because it lasts forever. You know, you can never just play a quick game of Monopoly in like 3 hours.
This guy, Darrow, was an inventor of sorts. He saw and played the game in 1931 when he and his wife were introduced to Monopoly by friends of the family. They lived in Germantown, Pennsylvania, didn't have any money. The Depression had left them destitute. He made some modifications, changed around some of the spelling, and created some new artwork that he copyrighted, and that's how he got associated. Sold the rights to Parker Brothers in 1952 or whatever it was, and I think at $200 for it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's always worse.
My God. Ah! All right, 800-510-8255. Let's see if this guy can teach Richie a lesson. It's about time.
Please. Rich,
Tommy is in Humboldt, Tennessee. Tommy, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great.
That's good. All right, so who was Ford Frick?
He was the commissioner of baseball, and I believe during the 60s.
He was commissioner during the 50s and the 60s.
Okay, right. And, I knew it was during the Mickey Mantle days.
Well, his claim to fame, Tommy, was that he said the spitball is a quote-unquote great pitch. Basically was in favor of legalizing the spitball.
Why not?
Gaylord Perry and some of the other pitchers around agreed, but the rules were never changed. Never changed, but Commissioner Ford Frick said it was okay with him to use a spitball. Ever thrown a spitball, Tommy?
No, never was able to.
Never was. What did you throw?
Always wanted to. Always wanted to. Never was able to.
Yeah. What do you throw normally? What's your, and what's the fastest you've ever thrown a ball?
Probably 60 miles an hour, probably.
Really? 60 yeah. miles. Oh, that's not bad.
That's
60 miles
good.
An hour is chucking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I wasn't ever a pitcher.
Richie took me to task. We had a conversation about baseball when the season was just getting started, and I was telling him a story about a woman who threw a baseball at 90 miles an hour, and he didn't think that was true. He accused me of not telling the truth, of fabricating a story
that's
about
right.
a woman who could pitch at 90 miles an hour. And
that's right.
Nah.
But he couldn't disprove it.
Because let me tell you something. That would break the sex barrier in Major League Baseball. They would have her on the mound on a MLB team throwing the ball. She could throw it 90 miles.
You know what I think?
They wouldn't care if it was a dog.
All right, so here's the occasion. The occasion of that conversation was there was some woman who was warming up the pitchers in spring training someplace.
Right.
That was the conversation.
That was the conversation.
And I was yanking your chain suggesting she was throwing 90 miles
an hour. Right, to ever be able to throw warm-up pitches.
Right.
And you were saying she throws 90 miles an hour. And I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't be warming them up. She would be pitching. She'd be starting.
Yeah. All right, well.
Serena Williams probably could.
With a racket, absolutely.
Yeah, she's probably not doing much of it for a while because she's got that problem.
She's resting.
Yeah. Before she'll be out for a while. All right, so Tommy, what do you do that keeps you occupied, busy, and off the street?
I am an industrial salesman.
An industrial salesman. What do you sell?
Cutting tools, CNC machinery,
yeah.
items.
Do you have any sense as to where that business is going?
It's been real bad the last 3 years, two years for sure.
You see anything changing? You hear all the reports about the economy. There are some really good numbers that came out last Friday, some good economic numbers. A lot of people think that the now apparently the unemployment rate is down to 8.9%. So do you see any of that happening? Do you see Tennessee's economy improving?
I'm in western Tennessee, and I haven't seen it at all. No. We have a large Goodyear plant in my area that I work a lot of the plants that supply Goodyear.
Yeah.
And they just announced they were closing at the end of the year, 2,000 employees.
Really?
That's not good. Right.
That is not good at all.
Union City, Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen and hope that your business goes well. If you hold on a second, Richie's going to take good care of you, or Eric will talk to you. Tommy, thank you. Have a great Monday. Is one of the things that I love about talking to people in our country, when we are folks who call from wherever, but most of our calls come from this country, the people who are doing things that they're interesting. This guy has a job, and how many people do what he does, selling industrial tools like that? The world is full of people that are doing interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he's going to have some good luck. Yeah, the industrial numbers are good. The unemployment numbers are good. Better, anyway. So let's keep our fingers crossed. 14 past the hour. We're full of good news. It's Monday on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression. So a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The lovely and talented Jennifer Horn is here Monday morning as usual.
Hey, this what am I, chopped liver?
I haven't.
You're lovely too, Rich.
Did I finish?
I'm not even talented, though.
Did I?
Jen has all
the
talent
only talent here. You have is interrupting me. That's your talent.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah, you are.
I
Rich
enjoy
McFadden
it,
at the controls.
It's
I know
a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, it is. So we're talking about Ford Frick, and I just remember that Duke Snider died last week. For those of you, and I don't mean to make this the old timers hour, Richie.
The old folky hour.
But there are a lot of people, as most people who listen to me with any regularity know, the only sport I really take any interest in is baseball.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because baseball was something I could play and identify with when I was a kid. I was a pretty good baseball player when it came to hitting the ball or running the bases. I wasn't any good in the field. But I liked the Red Sox. There was something about Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle even then that caught my attention. Duke Snider was somebody that I remember. He was really he played for the Dodgers, and the Dodgers were, I think, the Brooklyn Dodgers still
at the time.
At that time.
I think so.
Yeah, I think they were. And then he got into trouble with the IRS for taking dough from signing autographs because these guys had no, you know, back in the era that he was a member, I think for 10 years or so, he played for the Dodgers, had 316 homers. Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays were the ones who beat him on that. But he was a good, clean guy, very humble, Hall of Famer. And I think he was, I think what I remember was he played for Brooklyn and then it moved the team to L.A. He may have been one of the few players that lasted both as a Brooklyn Dodger and an L.A. Dodger, if I'm not mistaken. You can correct me on that, Jennifer. But the reason that I bring him up is because he was one of these guys that never really, he wasn't a jerk. He wasn't looking for anything.
Most of them were just playing for the game back then.
Right. They loved the game. They represented.
Yeah, they weren't making any money.
No, they didn't make any lot of money. I mean, Ted Williams, I think, over his entire career made like $900,000. $900,000 is a lot of money to a lot of people, but when you compare it to what some of these phonies make today.
Right.
Yeah, is the baseball, I know the football number, Rich, is 600,000. If you sign a contract, minimum pay is 600 grand.
Yes.
What is it for baseball?
I think
anybody
baseball's
know?
Around there, too.
Is it the same number?
Yeah, I don't know. I can look it up, though, somewhere around there.
Well, somebody can tell us as well. 800-510-8255. Plus, because Monday morning is the time for me to really get your brain working, I have a 2020 special. Not just your ordinary, but a special 2020 quickie quiz coming up to make your mind move. It's 21 after on Good Day.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Great choruses in pop music. One of the best collections of musicians, popular musicians at the time. This is from this date, March the 7th, 1985, when this was played on the radio for the first time. Well, listen to this. Is that Dylan?
Yes, it is.
Can't you tell?
Ah, yeah. It's Dell. Cyndi Lauper there. 45 of pop music top stars gathered to record this song. Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson had written this. They sang as well. Quincy Jones did the producing. It was officially called... There it is. Ray Charles. Officially, this was called USA for Africa.
That's right.
The proceeds, what is it, 80-some-odd million dollars went to African famine relief. Never,
this
ever.
When it was always, everybody was focused on Ethiopia, remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, never used, never, not one penny's worth of anything that they did made it to where it was supposed. Not one thing was done. Not one item that was sent over there was ever used. It was a huge success in terms of how much money was raised. Not one penny of the goods that were purchased that was delivered to all over Africa. Not one cent ever got used. It sat, the things that were, the foodstuffs, the clothing, all sat on the docks and in warehouses and rotted because the dictators that still many of them are in power or their family members are in power would not allow the stuff to be used because it might have affected what they were selling, what they're really doing. If you can, then we could learn a lesson from the Mubarak regime, and Gaddafi to a lesser extent. But they so tightly, these dictators in Africa, and that's what Mubarak was, he was a dictator. They so controlled what went on in their countries.
They're the gatekeepers.
They were the gatekeepers, mm-hmm. they and their families. And if you didn't pay them off, they said that they didn't use them because it would have adversely affected things like the clothing industry in the countries, which was a lot of hooey. In many instances, these dictators actually took the stuff and sold it elsewhere. They kept what they had, and instead of giving it to their people, they would sell it. They sold it off on some of them in the black market, but it never, ever, ever, any of it got to the point of use that it was intended. It was, what an outrage. My God. Oy. So anyhow, Richie says that Cyndi Lauper had an interesting story. Speaking of Cyndi Lauper over the weekend, where was she, in Buenos Aires?
A bunch of people in Buenos Aires stranded at the airport, and they were all getting angry because her flight was delayed. She walked up and grabbed the microphone at the desk and just started singing. So they went from an angry mob to singing along the Cyndi Lauper tune.
Cool. That's very cool.
And she's got like this black scarf on, big black scarf. Nobody knew who she was. She just walked up and grabbed the microphone. Yeah.
No denying it after hearing it.
Well, they figured out who it was afterwards, right?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, our 2020 quickie quiz and what we're going to do about gas prices. What are we going to do about gas prices? 28 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You're stuck on a treadmill. You're making minimum payments on your credit cards and you just don't get anywhere. Let's say you owe $5,000 and your rate is 21%. Of your $100 minimum payment, $87 is interest. That's why over 5 million people have called Consolidated Credit. The Freedom Quest program from Consolidated Credit will get credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest and even cut your payments by up to 50%. Get off the treadmill and get on with your life. Call Consolidated Credit. They're the freedom people. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now, 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution. Based on 2% minimum payment. 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider. Maryland 149.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest collection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through March 12th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select Office Product Superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your troubled mind put at ease. The only reason you're troubled is because Monday you're going to go back to your schedule, your normal schedule. Is that the deal? Doug Steffen from the studios of CRN Digital in Los Angeles, back after some time at the Arnold last Friday. It was kind of fun. We met a lot of interesting people, wandered around. Dr. Ken was happy to tell me as he was monitoring on the video who he thought I should go, not where I should go, who he thought I ought to go.
You got a video working on Saturday?
No, Ken was watching it while we were on the air. We didn't have any video from there. Ken was on because they have video. They're streaming video the Arnold site. Pretty interesting. 34.
Speaking of the Arnold.
Yes, sir.
You kept updating me on Friday as to Arnold's whereabouts and how everybody was going on.
Did you meet him?
And that he was basically he was in and out.
He was back and forth, in and out. And apparently what I heard rumor-wise was that with him was some big director. There are a couple of directors who are really trying to get him back into a studio like Hello Yesterday.
Sure.
And so he's been, he has his entourage, though. Interesting, about 20 people surround him.
So he was there.
He goes. Oh, yeah, he was there.
And
very
you
much
saw
there.
Him?
I did not ever see him, but I didn't go on my way to go see him.
Right.
Because the crowds that were there were all pushing. Everybody had their hand out. You could see in the pictures that were being put up on the monitors wherever he was. He didn't do an interview with anybody. He was around the children for the most part. And people that he knew from past associations, like Lou Ferrigno and some of the other bodybuilders.
Oh, Ferrigno was there?
I walked by him 2 or 3 times.
Oh, that's cool.
He's it's
Jennifer, you should have seen Doug.
Doug
rarely goes somewhere where he can be entertained for any length of time.
Oh, he's in and out.
He is in. Okay, I've seen what I'm here to see. I'm bored now. Let's
go. Gotta go.
Right. He called me no less than 4 times from this place telling me what a hoot it was.
Oh, my God.
Walking around it. He said, this is one of the most entertaining things I've ever been to because of just the variety of people.
Unbelievable variety of people.
How fun. So you're going to go back.
No, I probably won't go back. I've seen it already once.
Yeah. But he was just like, he goes, this place is crazy. It's just, he goes, you wouldn't believe it walking around how it really entertaining is. It is.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. We're talking about some good news items this morning. Just to sort of underscore some information that became apparent last week. For those of you who were big critics of the government bailouts of things, here's one of them right here. Me, I'm a big critic, or past tense was, because it seems sometimes we are too quick to judge. A lesson to be learned from this, not that it is going to be the way that when the hammer comes down, we tend to all kind of stay in our comfort zones. I don't know if comfort zone. We sort of stick with our M.O., and I am a big critic of government involvement in most anything because I think the government has way overstepped its bounds. And because there was so much money that was put into so many different hands, and it seemed like there was never going to be a return. Well, General Motors has paid back the money and did it with a big hoopla. But now, in the third year after the government bailouts began, because they started with George Bush, the black hole that had been predicted for taxpayer money is not anywhere near. I'm not sure that's the right word. Is it near or nearly? It's not nearly as dark. I think that'd be better. The brighter picture shows from the $700 billion that we, the taxpayer, used to bail out a lot of the big companies, looked like of the $700 billion, $341 billion would not be paid back. That's down now by, it's down to $325 billion. That is, $375 billion has been paid back. So, is it all the money paid back? No. But apparently, the only problem is Fannie and Freddie Mae. Fannie Mac and Freddie Mae. Is
Fran.
It Fannie Mac and Freddie Mae? Or is it
Fannie Mae.
Them too.
Yes.
They apparently sound so nice, don't they?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're the biggest problem. In terms of whatever is going to come back.
You know and why?
Interesting.
Because it's not a private company.
No, it's
kind of a government-sponsored company.
Public PBS
basically.
Or the post office. Or,
yeah,
you know, that
exactly.
Kind of, it is. That's what it is.
Pretty much. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the essence of those of us who worry about that being a real problem, the other thing that as Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are supported, you'll hear stories today and this week on some of the business channels and business talk radio programs that we need to continue to support Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac because without them, the 30-year mortgage goes away. And I think there's some truth to that. The question, because that is where, if you go back over the history of the 30-year mortgage, they weren't really that popular, nor were they that well used by private banks before the federal government got involved to sort of spread things out and allow more people to buy homes. The more you can spread it out, the smaller the payments, the easier it is for people to buy homes. So why, in fact, there were some 40-year products that were around, I think as recently as last year, weren't there? Some 40-year products. I remember hearing some people talking about a 40-year mortgage, spread it out even more. The only thing that resets that is whether or not the value is there. If you buy a product, a home for $100,000, is the market still going to, is it going to be flat, is it going to go down, or is it going to go up? I think most people now agree that the market has flattened out about as much as it's going to. You can see some real improvement in some areas, like here in Southern California, as a matter of fact. Okay, it's 20 before the hour, and I promised a 2020 quickie quiz that would really put your mind to work. All right? So here it is. Ready? Everybody ready?
We're ready. Good.
What is race car spelled backwards? 800.
I know.
How do you know?
Because I've done this before.
510-8255.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
What is race car spelled backwards?
It's cool.
800-510. Listen to Rich. He's on the board.
I've never seen this before.
800-510-8255. Spell race car backwards and figure out and call us and tell us what it is. 800-510-8255. Race car spelled backwards. Spells what? The reason that I'm bringing it up is because a lot of people are interested in gas prices. You see, this is a big weekend on the circuit, NASCAR.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Raceland! So turns, everybody.
How much gasoline do they use? And should we ban? Some politician said.
Jeff Gordon crashed into a wall.
I don't know about that. Really?
Yeah.
There are people who think, some of the environmentalists think that we ought to ban auto racing. That'll go over well. It has a big chance of surviving. That's like me talking about football. You've got about as much of a chance of getting rid of that as you have, you know, any of these things. Rich, who's the lovely operator of the phones?
Eric just woke up, and he's going to be attending to your calls.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, gas prices had their second biggest spike last week. The Lundberg survey shows the national average for self-serve regular gasoline was $3.50 at the end of last week. That's 32 cents more than it was February the 18th, the biggest increase since the 38-cent rise that occurred between August 26th and September 9th, 2005. That was Hurricane Katrina. This time, the unrest in Libya is to blame. Yeah, what a bunch of...
You know what a crock that is?
How much manure that is? Do you know how much of our oil comes from Libya? We believe we buy 2%. This horse crap from these people. Donald Trump, I talked about him here earlier. Donald Trump, in an interview that I read over the weekend, hold on a second, he's everywhere because he wants to run for president. You know that as well. And this was the start of he's got the stage there because everybody wants to interview him about the Celebrity Apprentice, which started last night.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Do you watch it, by the way, Jennifer?
I put on my DVR, of course.
All right. Did anybody see it? That's not the news.
I didn't.
The news is the Trumpster, the Donald, wants to run for president. And you know what? He's got some good answers to some pretty good questions.
Yeah.
He thinks OPEC ought to be illegal. If you have a store and I have a store and we collude and set prices, we go to jail.
Right.
You got 12 men, they sit around a table and set the price of oil. So,
You're fired, men.
He said, with proper leadership, oil prices could go down to $40 a barrel. If we continue the way it's going now, it'll be at $150 a barrel.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and we talked about this last week. Every president talks, every candidate for president talks about this. And then they get into office, and all of a sudden there's this brainwashing that goes on.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Defense walk up and open these secret files and go, and it's like this now new president goes, I didn't realize that. Okay, plan B.
Hello. The only thing that we'd have to do is drill our own oil. I don't care what anybody says. They should be shouting from the rooftop, drill here, drill now. Yeah. Everybody together, Jennifer, Rich, drill here, drill now.
I'm very good at this. Let's try it again.
Drill here, drill now. You're still not very good at it. All right, anyway.
And I'm okay with trying every other alternative source of energy there is.
Yep.
I'm fine.
But you're not going to overpower what's going on here.
Experimenting with everything until we find something that's an answer.
Yep. All right. Anyway, 800-510-8255. We'll get to what race car spell backwards is in a
car.
And see if we can come up with some other ideas, although most of the news from the gas world will give you gas. I don't want to upset you before you have your porridge. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay. So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle, and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. Right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right, let's first put to rest this really weird combination of letters and words. Race car spelled backwards. Jennifer is listening to us in the Florida Keys. Not Jennifer Horn.
Great name,
but Jennifer,
by the way.
Jennifer, whatever your last name is. What's your last name, Jennifer? Do you dare tell us?
Sure. It's Nixon Ike.
It's Nixon
Ike? It's a hyphenated name.
Uh-huh. Nixon Ike.
How did you get two presidents' names as your last names?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's very regal. Cool.
People must be asking you that all the time, right?
Well, actually, it's Nixon with an M.
Oh, Nixon.
M as in Mary. M as in Mary.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Very close, though.
I was about to go change my name to Rich Reagan Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
but it's a handy conversation piece, right?
Yes, it
even people who
is.
Have hyphenated names. So your maiden name is Nixon, and your husband's Ike. Is that it?
Actually, my first marriage was Nixon. My second is Ike, and I have kids that have both names.
Right.
That's a really good way to handle it.
That's awesome.
Why I kept it, so that if anybody ever called for my son, I would still have the same name as him.
Yeah. Very good. Smart. Good for you. Yeah. That's a very smart thing. How do the children get along, or how does the former husband do a good job as a father?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good.
Very, very well. It was
That's
very
sweet.
Nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this all goes to show, here's a relaxed, intelligent person who's got this all figured out. All right, what's race car spelled backwards?
Oh, yeah, because I have a 5-year-old, and she does this kind of stuff all the time. It's just like mom or dad or wow, it's race car.
Race car spelled backwards is... Race car. Isn't it interesting the way our language works and how people figure all this stuff out? And thanks to a 5-year-old for helping you out, Jennifer. That's what we need. And you know what? You have to be the friendliest, warmest person down in the Florida Keys. I'm happy that you called.
That's what they're known for there.
Yeah, very nice. It must be a great place to live, too. Hold on a second, Jennifer, and we'll take very good care of you. Appreciate your calling. It's 51 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Guarantee.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Technology in our focus, starting with Charlie Sheen. My God, this guy. Have you heard how he plans to use Twitter to replace his income from Two and a Half Men? Didn't he have a million with the shortest period of time ever?
Yeah, he's got
a million Twitter followers?
Yeah, he started a new Ustream show this weekend, and I watched about 90 seconds of it, and it's as weird as Charlie gets, man.
Front page of the LA newspaper this weekend was about a hot dog stand that Charlie tweeted about.
Yeah, and how did he do after he tweeted
And how big of a crowd they were. They just are overloaded because people want the Charlie hot dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Incredible.
It really is.
Unbelievable.
The stupidity of people who will follow, I suppose it ought not to amaze any of us that people think that this is cool. This guy is a sick son of a bee who has become a victim of his own indulgence. At some point in time, he needs to be held responsible. And what the news media in collusion with some other people who are just really dirt, as far as I'm concerned, They're willing to do anything to have people, in essence, take advantage. This guy's out of his mind. He's allowed himself, and I don't know, I'm a little disappointed in his family, although his family can't control him because he's 45 years old. So he does his own thing.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen Martin Sheen or Emilio Estevez, though, somewhere say something, anything.
Well,
Martin Sheen said something last week. Anyway, Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, has the details on what Sheen is doing next here on Good Day.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and I want to talk with you about automatic web-based backups of your computer. There's a great $5 per month backup service from MyMedia.com. It keeps your pictures, music, movies, and documents safe and secure online. You set it up the first time, and MyMedia backs up new pictures as well as file changes automatically, and you can access this information from anywhere. This is peace of mind. It's off-site safety for your priceless personal media. Go to MyMedia.com for your free trial. That's MyMedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I hate to do it, but let's talk about Charlie Sheen for a minute. Only 1 minute.
So, obviously, he's been everywhere, in every magazine, on every news and entertainment show and website. And there may be a good reason for it. As you may well know by now, Charlie Sheen lost his $2 million per 30-minute episode job recently. He also admitted that he has less money than he thought he might at this point. Enter Twitter. Last week, Mr. Sheen set the world record for the fastest to 1 million Twitter followers. You see, he's going to try to replace his income with tweets. That's right. Ad agency Adly sells celebrity endorsements on Twitter. Kim Kardashian once famously got a $10,000 per tweet deal from them. Imagine what Charlie Sheen can get. Thing is, at this point, what's he going to endorse? That's it. Minutes over. No more Charlie Sheen in this airtime ever. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Colds and allergies are often top of mind during the late winter and early spring months. But many parents are unaware that this time of year is also peak meningitis season. Meningococcal disease is a rare but serious bacterial infection that can cause meningitis and take the life of a child in just a single day. Parents are urged to vaccinate adolescents against this potentially deadly disease. D.D. Werner of the Voices of Meningitis campaign.
We didn't know cases of meningitis are highest during this time of year, or that our daughter Becky was even at risk until we lost her to the disease. She got sick on Tuesday, and by Wednesday, she was gone. Help protect your children against meningitis. Get them vaccinated.
Meningococcal vaccination is recommended for preteens and teens. Talk to your school nurse or healthcare provider and visit voicesofmeningitis.org for more information. That's Healthcare Now from the National Association of School Nurses in collaboration with Sanofi Pasteur.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Thought it was interesting that Denise Richards has said she's disgusted by Charlie and won't let the two daughters anywhere near him. And that sounds like a pretty intelligent way of handling.
Who'd have figured she's the sane one in that group?
What?
Two years ago, she was the one that was the train wreck, and we were all going, she's crazy. He's good.
Well, was she on drugs?
No, we were wrong. Was she as crazy as we thought she was, though?
Yeah. Maybe Charlie had a bit of a fight with one of the goddesses over the weekend. What a shocker that is. 59 after.